This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show, Wayne Allyn Roots. What did Ed Sullivan used to say? Really big shoe today. We got a great one in Trump land. Another big day. We got him on the run. Liberals are on the run. My God, we got him on the run. Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General of the DOJ. By the way, I'm Wayne Allyn Root on War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. This third hour we call the aftermath, Root Reaction, the aftermath after 8 o'clock East Coast time, 5 o'clock West Coast time. The aftermath of the long day of news. And man, has it been a great day. Like I say, we've got him on the run. Trump is just slaying the Democratic Party. Inspector General Michael Horowitz of the DOJ has found reasonable grounds that the FBI violated federal criminal law in the Bureau's handling of the Hillary investigation. We haven't even gotten yet to the Trump investigation, to the Trump wiretapping, to the illegal FISA warrants, to the spying on the campaign. So just the Hillary part of it is criminal. What have I argued here for a year on Newsmax TV? It's about our one-year anniversary right now. I think we've been on 1 year to the day right now. It must have been May of last year or mid-May of last year that we got on the air at Newsmax TV. And so we've been on the air for a year, and I've been arguing for a year the FBI conducted criminal actions. And finally, the Inspector General has come out and said, McCabe, a couple weeks ago, criminal actions recommended for prosecution, and now the entire FBI leadership, criminal action, recommending for prosecution. We got him. This is the rumor, okay? His actual report, Horowitz's report, is not out yet. This is leaks of the report saying that they found reasonable grounds the FBI violated federal criminal law in the Hillary investigation. Look at this. It's 20 pages long, and I just can't go into all of it, but let's just say the FBI is the deep state mob at this point. They're a bunch of criminals, the FBI leadership. Love the average FBI guy, boots on the ground, who's fighting terrorism. Those guys are great. I'm not talking about you if you're watching right now. I'm talking about Mueller. And he's DOJ, same thing. DOJ, FBI, they're all under the umbrella of the Department of Justice. They're a bunch of thugs, a bunch of criminals, a bunch of thugs for the Obama and Clinton administration. Their goal was to cover up every crime of the Democrats and then go after Republicans for nothing. And then, by the way, while you're spying on them to find out, you know, hopefully you'll find crimes, whatever they do in the campaign, you report to Hillary. So it's like having, it's like Watergate, having a spy inside the presidential campaign. Also, we find out today the deep state FBI started spying on Mike Flynn a year before he was on the Trump transition team. And they started spying on him after he gave a $45,000 speech in Russia. But they never spied on Bill Clinton, who gave a $500,000 speech in Russia. Folks, it is just a double standard by the deep state to try and take down the Trump administration, and now we're finding out. By the way, you know we're the most caller-friendly TV show in America, radio as well, but this is our third TV hour on Newsmax TV. Call us at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to take your calls light up now. No guests tonight's show, which is my usual MO. This week we happen to have had a couple guests, but generally no guests in that third hour. And it's just me and you, me ranting and you responding and reacting to me, me reacting to the day's news and you reacting to me. I like that. That's the way I think I'll describe this show for now on, the aftermath, Root Reaction, me reacting to the day's news and you reacting to me. So call us, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Now, Obama planted a deep state plant in the Trump campaign. And who was it? We know his name now. We know his name. His name was Stefan Halper. Stefan Halper, H-A-L-P-E-R. Stefan, S-T-E-F-A-N. Stefan Halper, a potential FBI spy put into the Trump campaign, and he was Bill Clinton's classmate and later an advisor to the Clinton administration. I mean, you can't believe this stuff. Can you imagine if Donald Trump's classmate was a spy planted in the Hillary campaign to rat on Hillary Clinton? How do you figure that? I mean, that's just amazing. The bad news for Democrats keeps coming in. Here's a headline. CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC hide the largest political scandal in U.S. history for the front page, the Obama campaign spying on Trump. Obama campaign. Remember, this is not just a Hillary Clinton crime. This all happened under the Obama administration. Obama's the one who approved the spying, obviously. You're not, the FBI doesn't plant a spy in a political opposition campaign without the sitting president of the United States knowing about it, giving approval. It's so dirty. It's unbelievable. Joe DiGenova said on Fox News yesterday, the deep state admission of spying on Trump, the most unbelievable scandal in U.S. history. FBI spying on the opposition party's campaign 100 days before the election based on a phony Russian dossier paid for by Democrats and Hillary Clinton on the hearsay of low-level Trump campaign official who was coached by FBI operatives on Russian rumors and what to say. Donald Trump reacted to Obama's deep state FBI spy embedded in his campaign by saying this is bigger than Watergate. And for once, Donald Trump is not exaggerating or overstating for sales purposes, because he is a great salesman and he does sometimes make his point very excitedly and enthusiastically, maybe too much so occasionally. But guess what? This time he's understating. This is a million times bigger than Watergate. A million times bigger. This is huge. The federal judge, Judge T.S. Eliot III, who was very skeptical and cynical about Mueller's case against Paul Manafort, and he ripped them a new you-know-what. He ripped the entire Mueller team and said, you guys just have to take down the president. You don't care about Manafort. You don't care about facts. You don't care about the law. You don't even have the actual scope to do this, because there's a scope memo that the DOJ puts out for the Mueller team. It's a memo that gives you the exact definition of what you're allowed to do, and the judge demanded the memo. This is Judge T.S. Eliot III in Virginia. Demanded the memo, and it was handed over to him today. So let's see if the actual Mueller team has a right to be going after the people they're going after. All right, so now I've got to what I think is the biggest news story of the day. As big as those stories are, the bigger one is that Donald Trump called MS-13 members in a press conference animals. And I love it, and you love it, because you and I both know MS-13 are animals. They have tattoos all over their face. They're low lives. They're murdering scum. They are rapists. They are home invaders. They are carjackers. They are the lowest drug dealers, the lowest of the low. The most horrible people ever let into this country are MS-13 gang members. And Trump called them animals. And the media lied and said, and this is all started by Andrea Mitchell of NBC. She said that he called immigrants, all immigrants and undocumented people, animals. Not true. She lied. And the media picked up on it, and CNN and MSNBC and everybody else, Reuters, tweeted out things about Trump calling immigrants animals, or illegal undocumented immigrants animals. He didn't do that. If you read the context of what he said, he was referring only to MS-13 gangbangers who murder and rape and rob people. And so President Trump gets attacked by the left, the media lies, and everybody starts calling him Hitler, same stuff we've heard now for 2 years of the campaign, the year in office, 3 years. He's Hitler, he's KKK, he's a neo-Nazi. I've heard all this nonsense. I'm Jewish, I love the guy, I'm on his team. He's not a Nazi, he's not a neo-Nazi. As a matter of fact, you could argue, first of all, you could argue no one's a Nazi. I've got a reasonable comment for Wayne Root. The Nazis murdered 6 million Jews and overall 20 million people. There is nobody the equivalent of Nazis in America today. But Democrats certainly have enveloped a party of people that don't believe in free speech, that believe in censorship, that believe in banning. If there were no restraints, I have no doubt they'd lead to throwing someone in jail simply for being a conservative and saying it online. They believe in shadow banning on Twitter and Facebook. Just everything you say is banned. That's pretty close to a dictatorship. That's pretty close to Nazis and the Soviet Gulag. So I would say Democrats are pretty bad. I would say Democrats have thrown their lot with Muslim extremists. They're always defending people like CARE. They want donations from CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. They love CARE. And CARE is a front for a terrorist group, Hamas. Democrats are on the side of the Palestinians in Gaza. Republicans are always on the side of the Jews of Israel. So who's the Nazi? It's pretty clear, that the one who's closest to Nazi is the Democratic Party, but they're not. So don't quote me saying they are, because they're not. Because nobody is close to being a Nazi. No one is close to Hitler. Trump didn't kill 6 million people. Certainly didn't kill 6 million Jews. He didn't kill one person. Donald Trump is fantastic. So he's not Hitler and he's not Nazis, but no one is Nazis. Anyone who makes that comparison and says someone is a Nazi is wrong, because nobody could be a Nazi, because no one is out there conducting torture experiments and putting people in gas chambers and taking people away to a concentration camp and stealing all their goods. Nobody in America does that. So there isn't anyone who's a Nazi. So don't let anyone be that exaggerative. Having said that, Trump says in response, I will always call MS-13 animals, always. And in response, Chuck Schumer gets dragged into it on Twitter, and he says, all our great-great-grandparents, wait, let me get the exact quote, our great-great-grandparents, he's comparing them to MS-13, our great-great-grandparents weren't gang members, they came to America, they weren't animals, and these people aren't either. And I suppose he's going to argue that he followed the lie that Trump said that about immigrants, but he didn't. He said it about MS-13 gangbangers only. And Chuck Schumer defended them. And Andrea Mitchell's defending them. And all of these liberals are in big trouble. Because I believe this was a trap set by Trump. And the liberals fell right into it. And this is a campaign winner. Let's run every ad about this. Trump is against MS-13. Are you? Trump calls them animals. Do you agree? Or do you want to defend MS-13? You want to call them respectable names. You want to be nice because everyone deserves respect. Even gangbangers with tattoos on their face who bring drugs into America, murder and rape, they deserve respect, according to Democrats. Oh, let's make that a campaign issue. Oh, man, I'm salivating. This has got to be our campaign issue. I'll be right back. Wayne Allen Warren out. USA Radio Newsmax TV. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
War now!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV. If you're watching on Newsmax TV, you can listen to me 3 hours a day. 3 hours a day. Just go to the TuneIn app on your phone. Go to your iPhone and get a TuneIn app. It's free. Or go on your laptop or desktop and go to TuneIn.com. And then you just type in KBDT. KBDT for Big Dallas Talk. KB, Big D, Dallas T Talk. Our flagship USA radio station in Dallas, Texas. So go to TuneIn app or TuneIn.com. KBDT, you're listening to me 3 hours a day live. But most importantly, call your local conservative talk radio station and let them know you want your Wayne Allyn Root. They should contact USA Radio and get my show syndicated as an affiliate. Call USARadio.com or go to USARadio.com and call them from there. All right, the call-in phone number for the show, 833-WAR-TALK. Want to take your calls. The rest of the show, no guess. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. If you are listening to the show right now, we want you to watch us on Newsmax TV, Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish TV, 50 million homes at all, many cable carriers around the country. Call your local cable carrier, let them know you want your Wayne Allyn Root. You can send emails to me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to read your emails, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website is RootForAmerica.com. You can check out my tweets. I send about 20 tweets a day, very controversial tweets about all the most high-impact, high-profile stories in America, at RealWayneRoot. Go to Twitter and go to at RealWayneRoot. That's my page at Twitter, at Real, R-E-A-L, WayneRoot.com. And last but not least, if you like this show and you want to see more of Wayne Root on Newsmax TV, an expanded role for the show, contact Newsmax, war@newsmax.com, war@newsmax.com. All right, so Donald Trump Jr. slams NBC's Andrea Mitchell, you'd rather side with MS-13 than President Trump. I love it. Chief Foreign Correspondent for NBC, Andrea Mitchell, which is a perfect title, because these people, these Democrat liberals, they are foreigners in our own country. I feel like a foreigner in my own country if these people run the country. Thank God they don't anymore. But that's why they're so angry. That's why they're so blind with fury, because they don't run the country anymore, and they want to run the country. And they can't believe that Donald Trump is in charge. They can't believe that someone that loves Donald Trump, like Wayne Root, is happy. So they can't stand that. So they're like foreigners in my own country. So Andrea Mitchell says a tough takedown by the California governor after real Donald Trump calls people trying to get into the country animals, not people. So she's referring to, I guess the governor of California made some terrible comment about Trump for saying that. And a fed-up Donald Trump Jr. called out Andrea Mitchell and said Donald Trump Sr. was specifically talking about MS-13, and you know it. They are animals. I know you'd rather side with them than Trump, as you often make clear, but it's a bad look for you, Andrea. I mean, he just ripped her up. He just ripped her up. Great job, Donald Jr. Listen to what people said about Chuck Schumer, because they ripped him up after he said, when all of our great-great-grandparents came to America, they weren't animals, and these people aren't either. And so one Twitter person says, my great-great-grandparents weren't gang members who raped and hacked women to death. Another one says, apparently Gangs of New York is Chuck's favorite film. Gangs of New York, of course, a Martin Scorsese film with lots of gory gangs killing and murdering and stabbing each other, shooting each other. Another one says, yeah, but great-great-grandparents waited in line and came over legally, not jumping a fence or being driven in an 18-wheeler over the border illegally. Big difference, Chucky, big difference. Another one says, yes, sir, you're spreading lies. Trump was talking about MS-13. Your attempt to manipulate this is extremely disturbing. You need to remove this tweet and you need to apologize. And another one says, too bad for the narrative you're building. Trump was talking about MS-13 gang members, not all undocumented immigrants. So Chuck Schumer stepped in it, and I think it's a great campaign issue for the GOP. Sarah Sanders slammed the media. Sarah Huckabee Sanders slammed the media and liberals who are enraged about Trump calling MS-13 gang animals. If the media and the liberals want to defend MS-13, Sarah said, they're more than welcome to. They're more than welcome to. I love what she says. I don't think the term that the president used was strong enough, she said. Thank you, Sarah. I agree with you. She said, not even strong enough. Sanders sharply corrected a reporter who said that Trump used the term to describe some immigrants. She said the president was very clearly referring to MS-13 gang members who entered the country illegally and whose deportations are hamstrung by our laws. She described the gang as one of the most vicious and deadly and operates using rape, control, and killing. If the media wants to defend MS-13, they're more than welcome to. Frankly, I don't think the term the president used was strong enough. And then she described some of the heinous acts the gang has executed. They stabbed a man hundreds of times and cut his head off and ripped his heart out. It took an animal to beat a woman. They were sex trafficking with a baseball bat 28 times, indenting part of her body. It took an animal to kidnap, drug, and rape a 14-year-old Houston girl. Frankly, I think that term animal doesn't go far enough. I think the president should continue to use his platform and everything he can under the law to stop these types of horrible, disgusting people. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, proud of you, darling. Great stuff. Wayne Allyn War Now. I'm on your side. Hoorah. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now. USA Radio News.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed Gina Haspel to be the next director of the CIA. Haspel will be the first woman director of the CIA and is a 33-year veteran of the agency and is currently serving as its acting director. Democratic Senator Mark Warner explains his yes vote.
She is someone who will push back and push back strongly against any attempts by this president to undercut, denigrate, or ignore the professional men and women of the CIA and their responsibility, again, first and foremost, to speak truth to power, whatever the political implications may be.
The final vote was 51-43. All that was needed was a simple majority. After nearly 2 months of concerns around Roma lettuce due to an E. coli outbreak originating from Yuma, Arizona, the CDC finally says it's safe to, again, eat the green leafy vegetable. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, Wayne Allred, welcome back. By the way, now that I have a national audience, I want to put in a kudos for our Vegas Golden Knights. My gosh, the greatest hockey team in the history of the world if they win the Stanley Cup, because it's their first year in existence. They're an expansion team. They set all-time record for the most wins by an expansion team. They're the first expansion team that legitimately won their division. There have been others in the past that won because they were handed automatic entry to the playoffs, but they're the first team that legitimately made the playoffs in their first season. Then they won the first round of the sweep. Then they won the second round. Now they're ahead 2-1 in the third round. They're just two wins away from the Stanley Cup, from being in the championship series in their first year in existence. No one's ever dreamed of such a thing. What an incredible job by the owner, Foley, by Bill Foley, what an incredible owner, and by the whole organization, by the amazing coach, amazing general manager. This team is just to be commended. And I'm not even an NHL hockey fan my whole life till this year when I saw the Vegas Golden Knights and what they've done for this city. I can't even imagine a ticker tape victory parade for winning the championship down the Vegas Strip. That'd be wild. The whole country will tune in. That'll be wild. What, it'll be America's party. We are inches away from winning the Stanley Cup. Almost there. Great job, Knights. Go, Knights, go. All right, this is Wayne Alaroot. We call this third hour the aftermath. Day is over on East and West Coast. All the big news is in the books, and I react to it, and you react to my reaction. By the way, this hour is sponsored by U.S. Gold Bureau, the only full-service organization, a precious metals firm, owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you can too. U.S. Gold Bureau has created a special limited opportunity just for Newsmax TV viewers and the audience of my show. If you've been thinking ever in your lifetime about buying some gold or silver, about investing in precious metals, this is an opportunity you cannot pass up. Look at this coin. I want you to look at this coin. Look at this beautiful coin. It's heavy. It's a heavy, gorgeous silver eagle coin. It's fresh from the U.S. Mint. It's brilliant, uncirculated condition. It's 1 ounce of pure silver. And just for calling and getting a free consultation, they will send you a free silver eagle coin. Just like that, just for calling. It's 1 ounce of pure silver for free, no additional cost, no shipping cost, no obligation, no hidden fees. Great way to start your coin collection. Great way for your kids to learn the value of money and start their coin collection. They're so sure they can win you over as a client long term, they're willing to lose money right now just for the chance to earn your business. Call right now for your free consultation and your free coin. U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. All right, let's grab some calls. We've got, and by the way, phone number is 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. I love my coin. Look at this. I'm playing with my coin. Oh, by the way, one last thing I got to say about U.S. Gold Bureau. They signed the front of the check. So you get to watch this show free on Newsmax TV because they're paying for the show. So call them and thank them for being nice enough to sponsor conservative talk radio and conservative talk TV right here on Newsmax TV. U.S. Gold Bureau, tell them they're great people and you appreciate them supporting conservative talk. And while you're telling them that you congratulate them and you thank them, while you're doing that, they're going to give you this free coin. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Straight from the mint. Phone number, again, is 885-GOLD. 885-GOLD. Easy to remember. 885-G-O-L-D. All right. Thank you. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. All right, let's take some calls. Let's take line one, Gary in Oklahoma. Gary, you're on with Wayne Alaroot. How are you? Gary, you're on with Wayne. Are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Yes. Wayne, I haven't heard anyone speak about the fact that after the election, Hillary Clinton appropriated $150K and put it into her own company. And that in and of itself is a felony.
Hold on. Because I don't know about this story. So you said no one's talking about it. I haven't heard this story. When you say $150K, $150,000, $150 million, what are you referring to? Where did she get it from?
Well, it was on a blurb on your, I guess, sister channel, or I don't know what you would call it, at the One America News Network, your other channel.
Well, it's not our channel, but it is a conservative channel. It's not our sister channel, but it's another conservative channel.
Yeah, I mean conservative channel.
Yep.
But it was a blurb across the bottom, and it ran for a day or so, and then no one ever spoke of it. And
Listen, I'm on the Internet all day long trying to make sure I'm educated about everything going on, so I'm good for all of you. When people call in, I've almost never been stumped on this show in a year, right? I always know what you're talking about. I've never heard that before. It may be true. I've never heard it. I don't know where it came from. I don't know where she appropriated those funds from. I don't know where she put them. I wouldn't even worry about it right now because it doesn't matter whether that one is true or not. I could give you 100 sins of Hillary Clinton. I could talk about the Clinton Foundation, how they extort money like organized crime from foreign governments and foreign corporations, and in return she gave away your taxpayer dollars and government contracts. I could talk about she stole the presidential election from Bernie Sanders. I could talk about she was subpoenaed for her 33,000 emails and she deleted them all. I could talk about her letting national classified secrets out to our enemies because she had her, you know, her private server sitting in a bathroom closet. She's a terrible person. She should be in prison. She should have been prosecuted. She should have been knocked out of the presidential race. She's done terrible things. I'll check into that $150,000. I never heard about it. I'm not sure where they got it from at that other conservative channel, but that's why you tuned it here. I give you the real stuff. Thanks, Gary from Oklahoma. Appreciate it. Let's take line three. Bob from West Palm Beach, Florida. Bob, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Great, Alan. How are you tonight?
Wayne Allen, not Alan. Wayne.
Wayne Allen. Okay, whatever.
There you go.
Okay, well, let me, real quick. You know, many of us deplorables realize there's something been going on for the last 25 years. Of course, we never put our finger on it. But, you know, what has transpired over the last couple of years is absolutely absurd. You know, you look at, you talk about Chuck Schumer and, you know, what he stated. You know, my grandparents came here in 1850s from Germany. My grandmother came here and right at beginning of World War One, she had to go through Ellis Island, you know, and, you know, we all have morals. You know, I don't know what the issue is. Why they've got to do what they have to do and think they're going to degrade the rest of us that have been here for 150 years, 200 years, whatever. But, you know, we all believe in this country. And thank God for Donald Trump, because I was ready to move a year and a half ago, and I was going to move out of this country because I didn't want to give up what little I had left. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Hey, Bob, wait, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a quick question. Where are you going to move? I'm interested in what the options were, because I don't think there's anything that's
great. I was going to move to Belize.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, just to get somewhere where they couldn't attach a wristband on me and tell me what I was going to do, because that's where I thought we were going.
Let me tell you a very quick funny story, Bob, is that, you know, I've written 11 books, and I just signed a deal today. Both sides signed. It's official now. I've got a new book deal about Donald Trump. I'm not going to say more yet. I'll let it out when the time comes, but it'll be out this fall and just in time for the holiday season and the elections, and it's going to be the biggest book of the fall about Donald Trump. But I was going to write a book if Hillary won the election. I pitched the biggest conservative publishers in the country that if Hillary won, I was going to write Escape from America, and I was going to spend a year doing research on where are the best countries to live around the world outside of America. Where could conservatives escape to where the taxes are low and the government small? So I was thinking right along those lines with you. I just didn't have an answer yet. I know Belize is one. I know another possibility is Costa Rica. I know another possibility was the Cayman Islands, Monte Carlo, Australia, New Zealand. Those are kind of the places you could escape. Some people told me the Dominican Republic was a good choice, but Panama was a good choice. But I was going to do some research and find out. If Hillary had won, we were done. And lots of people were leaving the country. Thank God for President Donald Trump. That's all I can say. Thank God we got Donald Trump. Thank you. Bob,
you
were
absolutely, you're absolutely right. And I just, the way they fight him, I cannot believe he has accomplished as much as he has with these idiots that keep on making, just put up this big block for everything that makes common sense.
By the way, you said these idiots that are making something out of nothing. Can I finish your sentence? The things
absolutely
that they claim he did are nothing. You're going to go after a president for having an affair 10 years ago? Then let's dig John F. Kennedy up from his grave, and let's make sure we go after him, because he had sex with Marilyn Monroe while he was married to Jackie Onassis. By the way, he had sex with half the women in Washington. Let's dig him up. Let's prosecute him. Let's go after Lyndon Johnson. We all know he had orgies, just like JFK did. We all know he had tons of women. We all know all these guys cheat. How about Bill Clinton? If it's a crime to have sex with women, then Bill Clinton as president should be in trouble. So just this whole thing is ridiculous. Republicans, right or wrong, they overreached, the people thought, with Bill Clinton. And now Democrats are overreaching by far with Donald Trump. The difference is when they overreached with Clinton, it was about sex in the Oval Office with an intern. And the Democrats are overreaching with someone who may or may not have had sex with Stormy Daniels 10 years ago. It doesn't matter. It's none of my business. None of your business. Thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate it. Bob in Palm Beach. Let's take line three, Kevin in Syracuse, New York. Now, there's a place that's never called before. I've got lots of New York calls, but not Syracuse. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
I'm great, Wayne. How are you?
Hey, I hear music starting, so we're going to hold you for the next segment. Don't go anywhere. You'll be the first caller in the next segment. We've also got Bob from Vegas and several more lining up as we speak. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, toll-free from anywhere in the United States, 833-927-8255. Syracuse, I grew up in New York, but I grew up in Westchester, New York City. I grew up in the city itself. So to me, Syracuse isn't New York, it's Canada. It's so far north, it's Canada. Buffalo and Syracuse are our Canadian friends. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just fooling around. But it's close to Canada. We'll take Kevin's call from Syracuse when we get back at all of yours at 833-WAR-TALK. Way down the roof, War Now. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wayne on the Root, welcome back to the show. Worn out, Wayne on the Root show, third hour we call the aftermath. President Trump vows full funding for the border wall and threatens a government shutdown if Congress doesn't step up. My great friend Lee is a great friend of President Trump, great friend. Matter of fact, he was in articles in New York Times and the Washington Post about Trump. They sat and interviewed Trump, and who was sitting with him was Trump and my friend Lee. And Lee told me for months now that Trump went along with that omnibus spending bill that I hated. The only mistake of his whole presidency. It would be a perfect presidency. He'd get a 10 for me, but he only gets a 9. He'd get an A+, he only gets an A because of the omnibus spending bill. But Lee tells me he went with the omnibus spending bill because he so believes in national defense and loves the military. Donald Trump loves the military. And he was convinced by his top military aides and top generals that that omnibus spending bill funded the military with all the money they needed to build America and make the military great again. And make us the strongest military in the world and be ready to fight anywhere and everywhere in the world in case we need to fight in Iran or North Korea. So Trump sacrificed his own reputation with conservatives to support the omnibus spending bill. But he said, Lee promised me, he'll never do that again. He will fight and he will absolutely shut down the government if he has to get that border wall and to stop crazy spending. That went on in the omnibus spending bill. But at least a lot of the crazy spending was on the military. So that explains why Donald Trump did what he did. By the way, all of our phone lines are open, and several of them are filled, several of them are not. So you can get on right now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, toll-free from anywhere in the United States. Let's get back to Kevin from Syracuse. I know it's not Canada, Kevin. It's actually northern New York, but it's pretty close to Canada. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Great, Wayne.
Great. What's on your mind?
How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about the law that I just got a letter in the mail yesterday from some politician and was explaining this law that Obama put into effect where the military can arrest private citizens for no reason at all, detain them for as long as they want, and even execute them.
You know, you got to remember there's a lot of stuff on the internet that's internet rumor and wild speculation. I don't think that law exists. I could be wrong, but I've never heard that last part.
It came to me in the mail from some politician.
Yeah, I just don't know about can execute. There's no such thing in America. No one gets executed without a trial for no reason. There's just no such thing. So, look, Obama was a bad guy. You're never going to get me defending Obama. But I don't even think Obama would think of passing something like that. So I find that hard to believe. The only executions without a trial in this world are if Obama sent a drone to the Middle East and he thought you were a bad guy, he killed you with a missile without a trial. You never got a chance to defend yourself. But that was foreign citizens on foreign soil. He couldn't do that to an American citizen on foreign soil. And I know that can never happen to an American on American soil. So I just tend to not believe it. But listen, you never have to argue with me that Obama was the worst president in American history, and a bad guy and in many ways evil. I don't use that word much, but I think what he did to the American healthcare system with Obamacare was evil, and I think the lies of Benghazi were evil, and I just think that you know, what he did with the IRS really defined evil. You know, he came after me with the IRS, and he used government agencies to go after all kinds of people. But most importantly, in my lifetime, I've now met like 100 people who said I was never audited in my life by the IRS till I wrote a check to Mitt Romney for president, a substantial check, and within 3 weeks, IRS audit notice. And so do you think it's a coincidence that Wayne Root could run into 100 GOP donors who all got audited because they gave checks to Romney? This guy was evil. If a Republican did that to a Muslim group, a Hispanic group, a NAACP or Black Civil Rights group, or did it to just simple Democrats, Democrat activists, use the IRS to destroy their lives and hunt them down and bankrupt them, my God, everyone would call the Republican evil. So I think you can use that word in many respects, but I don't think he has any law that allows you to execute American citizens. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call. Say hi to all my friends in Syracuse. We'll call it South Canada. Let's take line number two. Robert from Las Vegas has been waiting patiently. Hey, Robert, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Thank you, sir. We love you. You can be president one day. In Los Angeles and California, there's a lot of gang units, and they have a lot of hard times. And what we need to do is lethalize non-lethal weapons like gas and darts. Now, just listen to me for a minute. In South Africa, if you get what they call a runner, a guy running, you know, he just jacked up a lady and he's running down the road, you can't shoot a gun because you might hit somebody or might blow him, hit him with a bullet. And all these don't-shoot situations, if they had a hypodermic rifle, you see a guy in the bushes, and he's a criminal, just darting. He's popping with a dart, he'll fall asleep. And also cars in South Africa, when they got a bunch of gangbangers inside of a car, they pop them and the gas goes in and knocks them out. So we need to authorize the use of non-lethal weapons to let the law enforcement have more tools, because there's a lot of times there's runners. They committed a crime, they start running. You can't shoot them.
So here's a dumb question. Don't police already have authority? Lethal is the problem, but don't they already have plenty of authority to use non-lethal? They use beanbags, they use tear gas, they use stun guns. Those are non-lethal, so I don't think it's a problem. I think you could get all that legalized. If it's non-lethal, I don't think any liberal would even object to it, I would think. Anyway, Robert, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We still got so many callers on the line. You all call late tonight. We didn't have a lot of calls early, but the phone lines are filled right now, and the music's on, so the day is done. But tomorrow's Friday. It's another day, and I'll be here, as I almost always are. I think you all know by now. I love all of you, and I'm a workaholic. I rarely ever miss a day. So a holiday, I might take a Friday or a Monday on a holiday. But other than that, I'm here with you. You're a cop, first responder, military, veteran. We love you. We appreciate your sacrifices on behalf of this nation, your dedication to this nation, your love of this nation. I pray for you. Have a great night. Be safe. And get back here tomorrow to see us. Love you all. God bless. Good night.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.